Welcome to the Woman School, your How to Be a Woman School in context of today's culture. We believe in wholeness. Our mission is to give women practical, systematic, and comprehensive guide to living a life that is whole. Our bold dream is to rebuild culture one woman's worth at a time, because every woman deserves to feel whole and complete. She was created to live a life of generosity, but in order to give, she must first receive. And that is our bold mission. We equip women with a mindset and a skill set that will give her the capacity to give more of her best self to the world. Welcome to the Woman School. My name is January Donovan, your founder and your guide. Now, what does wholeness mean to you? And why is it so important for you as a woman in today's current culture to actually strive for your own wholeness? My name is January Donovan, founder of The Woman School, where I have trained thousands of women in the last 20 years to achieve a level of wholeness so that they can truly intentionally design a life of meaning and contribution. Now, what does it mean to be whole, first of all? By definition, to feel whole actually means that you feel complete, which means that there isn't anything lacking in your life that's going to lead you towards having to prove yourself, having to please the people around you, or having to look perfect so that you can be accepted as a woman. So to actually feel whole is a necessary step towards a life of peace and meaning. The problem that you and I face is that nobody is actually teaching us how to be whole. And that, yes, there might be information how we could maybe be a successful woman at work, but it's not connected to how we can be a successful woman at home. Or what does that mean when it comes to our friendship? What does that mean when it comes to our self-image, our mental, physical, emotional, spiritual health, or our environments? There isn't an integrated process in which we can actually understand who we are as a woman so we can show up whole and we can show up as our best self. We are always told what to do. There's a difference between you can do it, I believe in you, to saying this is how you do it. Empowerment without equipment is unsustainable. You need to know the how. And that is our mission in the Women's School. We are the How To School. So in the next few minutes, I want to show you the six very critical process that you need to consider for yourself so that you can truly live a life that is whole. Because it is only when you are whole that you can begin to design a beautiful life, a life that you want, a life that I want for myself. Nobody wants to sign up for a discombobulated, chaotic, not peaceful life if they knew how to create a beautiful life, a life that creates meaning, a life that inspires the world to be better. It inspires your children, it inspires your friends, your spouse, your boyfriend, the people around you. That's what you truly want. So now let's begin to understand the guidepost in which we need to consider in order to begin the journey to wholeness. So number one, we need to have a dream. Why? Because your dream gives you a hope and it tells you that you are special and unique, because your dream is going to look different than my dream and your next neighbor's dream or your friend's dream, because your story is unique to you and you're different, which means your dreams are unique to you. And that dream is a window to your purpose and your contribution, because there's nobody that's going to be you, which means what you can offer the world, I cannot. So your dream matters in the tapestry of life. It matters to someone. Number two, you need to have a clarity on the image that you hold of yourself. The problem is that we are getting judged, criticized, labeled all day long. And we have not been given the tools to actually design the image of the woman we want to become. There is a process and a system to actually design and define how we want to show up as our best and integrated self. So that needs to be redesigned and it needs to be clarified. That remember that our worth is objective and not subject to the labels, the judgment, or how we were taught about who we should be. And that is an important process to understanding our own wholeness. Number three, we need to learn to manage our mind. How can we begin to manage our homes, our careers, our relationship, if we have no concept of commanding our thoughts? And our thoughts is where things begin. It's how we have emotional command. It's how we manage our health. It's how we manage our spiritual life, because everything here between our ears, our mind, has to be guarded. It shapes the way we make a decision, the way we view our life. So we need to understand the skills and tools necessary for us to manage transition, anxiety, stress, so that we are not walking into a life of overwhelm, restlessness, frustration. Number four, we need to learn effective communication skills. I hear a lot of women say, Jennifer, I just need boundaries. The boundaries is a twofold skill set. You need to know where your lines are drawn. You need to know the boundary. But the second most important part of boundaries is to communicate your boundaries effectively. You need to know how to communicate. You need to have a script. It's not enough to say, this is my line, but I don't know how to say it without resentment or guilt. That is a very important skill, because if we don't understand how to communicate ourselves effectively, then people are always robbing us of our worth. Therefore, it's robbing us of our wholeness. And that is how we need to show up in every relationship, is understanding how we can communicate about as effectively as a mother, as a wife, as a girlfriend, as a friend, as a, you know, as a boss, as a worker, as a teacher, whatever capacity that we are called to in this lifetime. We need to know exactly how to communicate our boundaries, our standards effectively. Number five, we need to understand our contribution, which means that we need to know what we love, what we don't love, what we're great at, and this understanding of our purpose, so that every day we are not wasting our time and energy doing something we don't care about. You deserve to wake up in the morning excited about what you love to do and excited to bring meaning and purpose in this lifetime. That is so important. Finally, number six, we need to understand how we show up as a woman, specifically in every single room in our lifetime, because you and I are going to walk into thousands of rooms, whether it's the kitchen, whether it's the boardroom, whether it's the school, whether it's the first date, whether it's a conversation with your children and friendship. We need to be intentional about who that woman is and how she's showing up, so that we don't risk being depleted by the environment and by the people in our environment. This process is critical for us to protect our wholeness and to sustain our wholeness. So that is my invitation for you, ladies, is that don't take a chance in the only life you have. Be truly intentional in saying, you know what? I don't want to risk anxiety, stress, and depression, and overwhelm. I am going to take control of who I am as a woman, how I show up, and begin the journey of becoming whole so that I can give more of myself, both to myself and to the people around me. That your life has to be lived in a way where you are getting nourished to actually give your life to the people around you. It's both receiving and giving, right? We cannot just continually give unsustainably without receiving the nourishment that we need. And that's why today women are at risk of anxiety, stress, depression, because we're constantly giving from a place of depletion, not abundance. So wholeness matters so much. So here's my invitation to you. I want you to go deeper into really asking yourself, what is it going to take for you to become whole? And really ask yourself, is it worth it for you to go another day, another week without intentionally learning and gaining the skills in the depth you need to become whole, so that you can truly live a life of meaning and contribution and live life by design? My name is January Donovan, founder of the Woman School, and I'm going to invite you into a journey to become whole so that you can actually give and become the woman you've always wanted to be and the woman you were designed to be, and live a life of fulfillment, joy, meaning, and sustainable peace.